means that you can only put 65% of allowable revenues on the pitch. So that gives us a ceiling, if you like. So by getting access to match day revenues, which we are negotiating at the moment, then we can put more quality on the pitch. That is a positive thing. So I would say, actually, the board have got a better grip, possibly the best grip it's had in a long time.
All right,
we're looking forward, Shane. We're not looking back.
Let's carry on then, looking and gazing through that square window of positivity then. Who do you fancy? Who are you looking at? And I know, you know, the argument is we can't say too much and all the rest of it, but, I mean, what kind of person are you looking for to lead the Sky Blues back to promotion? I mean, you're looking for an experienced manager, for somebody who wants to prove themselves. What's the plan?
Well, you have to respect the fact that as we sit here today, we still haven't negotiated an exit with Andy Thorne.
Right.
So I'm pretty limited in what I can say. I will say whoever comes along is going to be a winner. We have got to accept there is a change, a cultural change at the club. And that cultural change means that anybody who comes along has to embrace success. The fact that we get three draws out of three games, and frankly, on the weekend, the second half, the way we gave away a position at half-time when we should have been 6-0 up was just not acceptable. But, so whoever comes in will take this club forward, and will take it forward with a winning mentality.
But, I mean, you've got Richard Shaw and you've got Lee Carsley in temporary charge, and I'm not suggesting for a minute that that's going to be a permanent situation, but that was what was happening last time, wasn't it, when Andy Thorne came in. He was the assistant. And I don't know whether that's what you wanted, that's what you had to settle for. Well, I guess we'll never know the reality of that one. But he was installed in the end of the, at the end of the day. I mean, is that going to happen again? Are we going to see Richard Shaw as the first team manager?
Richard Shaw will be a candidate simply because Richard Shaw is hungry, and he'd be. We wouldn't want Richard Shaw if he wasn't a candidate. We want winners. We want people who actually want to take the club forward. And you know, we'll be having those discussions with Richard over the next days, I'm sure.
Many times it's been said by people at the club, not just you, I've heard other board members say it as well, that things are going to change, things are going to be different, whether it be about communication with the fans, whether it be about money to spend, whether it be the way that things on the pitch are looked at, whether appointments are made, whatever it happens to be, things are different, things are going to change. And a lot of fans will feel that they haven't. I mean, why would they believe you this time?
Because they are changing, Shane. It's pure and simple. It's fact. So we're in negotiation to change the state of our finances with regard to the rent. We're in negotiation to get access to more revenues, which can only be a good thing and put a more competitive side on the pitch. These are realities. These are happening right now. And as I talk about the square window of positivity, now we are looking through that now. We've got to look forward. And that's why, frankly, we took a decision at a very early stage. This club cannot accept mediocrity. We have to be aspirational. Coventry City in League One, it's a journey, but we've got to get out of League One, Shane.
What's the timescale for all of this, Tim?
Well, we shouldn't really commingle the discussions, but in terms of rent negotiations and the like, those will happen in the next weeks. In terms of announcing a change in football management, that will happen in the next weeks also. So, you know, we are looking short-term to make positive contributions to the club.
I've got to ask you, and just going back to Andy Thorne again, there was this, and I've seen the quote about it several times, and I think it was in the statements as well, there were several other factors in this decision. We've talked about finances. What were the others?
Well, finances weren't a factor in the decision at all with Andy. As Einstein said, you know, doing the same thing over and over again does not, and expecting different results, just results in insanity. We have got to move on. Three draws, three leads given away. We need points. We've set ourselves a target of a very strong start to the season. We will not accept mid-table mediocrity as being okay.
But what were the other factors?
The other factors are purely that I didn't see any change in terms of the likelihood of being able to change the pattern. The pattern of getting a lead, because we saw it last season, getting a lead, giving it up, and not getting maximum points. It's starting to become a deep set trend. And you can't have trends like that if you're aspirational. We've got to get to the top of the league.
There's and I know there always is with football clubs, but there's a huge rumour that you were in the